In our previous episode, we talked about the notion that Mashiach's primary task is to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and to gather the exiles. We also demonstrated with clarity that ultimately Mashiach will first rebuild the Beis HaMikdash and only subsequently gather the exiles. As David HaMelech says in Tehillim, chapter Psalm 147, Beinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Hashem first will rebuild the city of Yerushalayim, which of course refers in a major way to the Beis HaMikdash, and only afterwards Nidre Yisrael Yechanes. The Radak clearly states that this refers V'yikones Nidre Yisrael El Admosam. This refers to the ingathering of the exiles to their eternal and ancient homeland. The Mefarshim further say that this refers to the Shvatim about which it is written in the end of the Sefer Dvarim, V'yashlichem El Eretz Acheres. They were thrust or hurled into the furthest of places, a clear forerunner of the present-day Golos. And so, because the Rambam states clearly in the halachic context that Ubona im osav etzliach, if Mashiach does the things that we would imagine Mashiach is supposed to do, and then Ubona migdash bimkayma, he rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash in its rightful place, v'kibetz nidche Yisrael, and then he gathers the exiles, hareza Mashiach bavadai, then this is the only telling and compelling proof that he actually is Mashiach. And in a previous episode, we maintained that it is the order that is also part of the halacha. The Rebbe suggested that all of this creates a fascinating and ultimately complete case for our present-day reality. There are those who suggest that perhaps Mashiach has already begun. In the popular terminology, aschalta de geula, the redemption is already in motion. And they point to the fact that more Jewish people have been re-ingathered into the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael than ever before in our national history. Whilst this is an amazing thing, and in the final months the Rebbe did say that it was a me'ein, something which is symbolic or alluded or seemed like an ingathering, the Rebbe says it is impossible to suggest that halachically speaking, that Mashiach's coming has already begun, or that aschalta de geula, that the redemption has already started. And the Rebbe says that since nobody argues with the Rambam here is the final halachic word. This leads us with the clear ruling that the first thing Mashiach will do is build a Beis HaMikdash. And that will be the aschalta, that will be the beginning. Then to be followed by the ingathering of the exiles, and ultimately the full flowering and fruition of Yemos HaMashiach, of the blessed redemptive era. However, the Rebbe does point out that the Rambam may well be speaking in the book of Mishneh Torah from a halachic context in the frame of Mashiach coming, what we would call Be'ita, in its rightful time. However, if in fact Mashiach will come Ba'achishena, if Mashiach will come because we hastened his arrival or accelerated the process of Geula, then this would well mean that in fact Mashiach could gather the exiles miraculously and only build the Beis HaMikdash afterwards. We touched on a similar notion previously in the Rambam. The Rebbe leans on the Gemara and Maseches Sanhedrin in explaining two possibilities in whether Mashiach builds the Beis HaMikdash or the Beis HaMikdash comes from heaven. And so, in summation, if you want to talk about the practical realities that unfold around us, it is impossible to suggest that Mashiach has already come. It is impossible to suggest that the redemption or its process is actually in motion per se. There is no aschalta de geula that Rebbe maintained from a halachic perspective. In the end, however, anything is possible. Because if Mashiach will come kehedafayin, in the blink of an eye, it is even possible that first there will be an ingathering and afterwards a binyan beis hamikdash. Let us hope that Mashiach comes in the blink of an eye, and we'll find out what unfolds, in what fashion, and how. The main thing is it should be b'mheira, u'b'yameinu amen.